Welcome to Van Cleek FM, the February 18th, 2015 edition. My name is Jean Sarrazin, and we're coming to you live from 76 Main Street East in Van Cleek Hill. We're going to be bringing you community announcements and local events and local music as much as possible between now and 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, Sean Cooley shows up for Van Cleek Cooley. And he'll be taking you right through until 10 o'clock this evening with his favorite kind of music, hip-hop and beat music and that kind of music. Sean's very knowledgeable about all things to do with hip-hop, and he loves it. Got a couple of... I think he's going to be talking about the weather, cold weather is like with a bald head. He gave up his hair for a good cause a week or two ago at the event which took place at the at Heidi's Hair Salon up on High Street. Sean had the shears put to his mane. It wasn't much of a mane, actually. He had quite short hair to begin with, but he shed his hair for cancer, and they raised a lot of money, over $11,000 at that event. It was very impressive. Anyhow, all this to the music of Bobby Lalonde, cut number one from his CD, Violina. That's a really little lively piece named after the town where he lives, which is Fournier, Ontario, Le Rille de Fournier. Cut number one on his CD. Is it Violina? Yes, Violina. I love that music. Very, very great way to start the show. Don't you think, Laura Anderson?
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. I talked Laura into coming over here and just saying a few words to our listeners. Laura is manning the phones this evening, inviting people to take advantage of a special subscription offer that we're making. Why don't you do your little spiel, Laura, so we can hear firsthand what the offer is.
I'm calling people because we're having a special offer until March 31st.
Yeah.
It's the full year-long subscription. It's only $35.
What's the normal price?
It's $40
okay.
Usually.
So a $5 saving?
Yes.
Just by talking to you over the telephone.
Yeah.
That sounds like a deal.
And so for this is if you want to renew your subscription, it's $35 as well.
Uh-huh.
But for new people who are getting a new subscription who have never had a subscription before, they are also going to get a free meal, free lunch at Sam's Kitchen, which is a soup and a tea biscuit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Any particular kind of soup, or is it the soup of the day?
It's the soup of the day, whatever day you go in. Sometimes there's like the soup, there's always a soup of the day, and then sometimes there's one in the fridge that she can put on the stove for you and heat
all
up.
Right. So you might have a second choice.
Yes.
Now, it just so happens that you have an intimate knowledge of soup and sandwiches over at Sam's Kitchen. Why would that be?
Because I'm Sam's daughter.
There you go. So if Laura calls you up and says, this is a fantastic opportunity, pay attention because she knows there's good food over there at Sam's. We live and work right next door to Sam's Kitchen, so we're pretty lucky, and we're whipping over there all the time to have pick up various snacks and lunches, and often a meal to take home for dinner. Mm. One of my favorites is buttered chicken, of course.
Oh, so. Yes. I ate that for supper.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so nice. With the rice and peas?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. That's so good. And I think... I'd have to say shepherd's pie is a close second.
Oh, yes.
Do you like the shepherd's pie?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. So that's quite a deal. Who said there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Mm-hmm.
If you say yes to Laura when she calls you this evening, and are you taking renewals as well? What's the deal
yep,
there?
Yeah, the renewals are $35
okay.
until March 31st.
And can they take advantage of the lunch is only for new subscriptions,
only okay. new subscriptions.
But if somebody were renewing and they said, oh yeah, I just remembered so-and-so, my eldest son just went away to university or is going back at Christmas and he's really homesick and he would really love to have the digital edition or something. If they signed up for that, they would get a free lunch for that.
Definitely.
And they wouldn't even have to tell the kid at university.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, well, that's good. So Laura, you're going to be going to the phones, and where are you calling? All over Prescott Russell or just around the Van Cleek Hill area?
Right now, Van Cleek Hill, and then when I'm done with that, I'll be calling other places.
Okay, so everybody's warned. Be looking for Laura's call. It's not a spammer or a fisher or a... what do they call that? Cold caller. It's one of your neighbors. Laura's lives right here on Main Street in Van Cleek Hill. We're 76 Main Street East, so you must be 70.
I'm 80.
You're 80. Yeah. 80 Main Street East. Right next door to, we just have a little laneway here between us and Sam's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's just east of us. So give her at least the time of day, hear her offer, and say yes when Laura asks if you would like to renew your subscription or get a new one for yourself or somebody in your family or a friend. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in, Laura, and explaining that. And maybe we'll have you back in half an hour or an hour or so and see how you're doing. You can do a little bit of a little update and say, I got 20 new subscriptions.
Oh, I hope so.
Thanks, Laura.
No problem.
Okay. So, interesting way to start the show. There's lots going on here in Van Cleek Hill. We always love to say that. So, as I said, I'm going to be bringing you local community announcements and local music as much as possible. And speaking of local music, for the next 2 hours or so, I'll be joined, hopefully, by Louise around 7 o'clock. I think she's going to come in and help me out with the announcements. And before that, I think I've got... I wonder if I should keep it a surprise. No, I'm going to announce it. Justin Bromberg's coming in, former journalist and editor here at The Review a couple of years ago, and moved on to, I won't say bigger and better things, but bigger challenges and took a different direction in his career, and he's going to bring us up to date on that, see how he's doing, give us a little recap of what he's been up to for the last couple of years, and we're going to chat about a couple of other things as well. Justin's a very accomplished photographer. He's a world traveler and also a city dweller until he came to Van Cleek Hill. So I'm going to ask him about that, contrast what urban life is to that, where stores and coffee shops are open 24/7, to life in a little village where everything is closed on a Monday and you got to sort of, find a convenience store and, that's open to get some macaroni and cheese dinner or something, because you can't find any hot meals on Main Street on a Monday. But that's becoming less and less true. So looking forward to speaking to Justin when he arrives around 6:45 or so. And in the meantime, we're going to play a little bit more music. This is from a CD called Gracing the Stage, Glengarry, 1977-1982. This is back in the day when musicians from Glengarry would do an annual concert at the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. And it was, as I said, it was a national event. All sorts of musicians would show up there. The Glengarry Pipe Band, the Morris Family, the Brigadoons, the McCullough Dancers, the Glengarry Strathspey and Reel Society, Luann and Jamie Wood, the Cobblers Cayley Band, Robin Upton and Gary Matthews, Barbara Armstrong and Kathleen Appleton, Gary Matthews, Jack Denovan, Malcolm Dewar, Daryl McLeod, and Kathy Fraser. These are just some of the musicians on this particular CD. And as I said, it was a performance that happened annually at the NEC for many, many years. And here's cut one from this CD. And I don't know what it is. Well, we'll just have to listen to find out. to the beautiful tones of the Glengarry Pipe Band at the National Arts Center in Ottawa. We're going to start our announcements. First up, this is from the page one of the review this week, the February 18th edition, and right down at the bottom left-hand corner. Cougars play tonight in Vanclick Hill. The quarterfinals begin this week, and this evening the Cougars face off against the Cumberland Bandits. In Hawkesbury, catch an alumni game, which takes place this Saturday, February 21st at 6:30 at the Robert Hartley Sports Complex. So that's something starting up in about an hour. Hour and 15 minutes right here at the arena, the community center. In Vanclick Hill, the Cougars going up against the Cumberland Bandits. in a quarterfinal match. Go, the Glengarry Pipe Band. And here's a reminder that on March the 13th, the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is taking place here in Vanclick Hill. The parade is actually on the 14th, but the festivities start on the 13th. And by festivities, I mean the crowning of the parade king and queen over at the Windsor Tavern. That's how they start off the event, by naming the king and queen over at the Windsor. And, of course, a Friday evening is a steak night at the Windsor. And I'm pretty sure it's 2-for-1 steak night, but I'd have to check that. But they're going to have green beer, of course, and lots of fun at the Windsor Tavern. And that starts at 6:30 in the evening. So the launch of the We Irish Fest, I think they're calling it this year. And as Phil Arbor loves to go around saying, on St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish, so everybody can get in on the fun. And then on Saturday, as I mentioned, the parade starts at 1:30 sharp. It assembles at the VCI parking lot down the hill from Vanclick Hill, towards the north, towards Hawkesbury. All the floats sort of assemble themselves down there in the parking lot, and they set up the order, and then they'll be launching out at 1:30 sharp, going through the subdivision probably, winding their way through the subdivision and coming up the hill and onto Main Street, and then probably doing a loop through over to Higginson and then around again, and then back down to the high school. There's an after-parade party at the Windsor Tavern on Saturday, the 14th, which takes place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there'll be finger food and green beer again, then prizes and lots of Irish music. And then on Sunday, March 15th, Bowes All Natural is hosting, well, not hosting, but organizing a brunch, a Sunday brunch from 11 till 3. There'll be Irish food and more green beer and good music, so there you go. This is the We Irish Fest taking place in Vanclick Hill starting Friday the 13th and going right through until Sunday the 15th. And everyone is invited to enter a float. It's not too late. It's about a month away, so you've got lots of time to get a float organized. And this event is sponsored by the Windsor Tavern, supported by Bowes All Natural, presented by Excellent Event, and with thanks to Champlain Township. So it really is a broad community-based, community-supported event taking place next month to celebrate our Irishness. Another quick mention of an event happening March 14th, and closer to home, it'll be March 21st. It's a job fair. The Center for Employment Services Center is organizing two job fairs. Actually, the one on March 14th is in Rockland. So if you're living closer to Rockland or going out in that direction on the 14th, you can attend there. But there's one coming closer to home on Sunday, March the 21st, at the École Secondaire Catholique Régionale de Hawkesbury at 572 Kitchener Street. The job fair is going on all day long from 9 in the morning right through until 3 in the afternoon at both locations, actually. Saturday, March 14th in Rockland, and Sunday, it is a Saturday as well in Hawkesbury. Saturday, March 21st in Hawkesbury at the Catholic High School on Kitchener Street. So that's for anyone who's out job hunting, a job fair from 9 until 3. And it's free admission for anybody who wants to attend that. So there's a couple of events happening in and around. And let's see if we can get a Terry Gillespie tune happening here. Terry's getting geared up to do a concert at the Granary February 22nd. This is another event that I'm going to be giving you a few more details of. But let me first get Terry lined up to play us a nice tune, and then we'll tell you about the concert that he's doing with Lorraine Klassen at the Granary on February 22nd. But first, here's Terry.
When I grow up, I want to be a big boy. I wanna do
Terry Gillespie and Big Boy, cut number 3 from his CD, Brother of the Blues, Terry Gillespie and the Granary Band. And as I said before, we played that cut. Terry is hosting a concert at the Granary, where he usually does his Blues on Twos events, but they have sort of been on hiatus until the month of March or so. But in the meantime, they've organized a special concert with Lorraine Klassen. And we've heard of Lorraine a couple of times. Most recently, she was at the Granary with her mother, Tandy, doing a kind of farewell to Canada concert. Her mother was, I think, going back to South Africa, where she's from originally. Lorraine and her mother, obviously, from South Africa. And it was quite a tearful event. It was very, very emotional. And Tandy, who's getting on in years, performed like a trooper and just sang her heart out for the audience. Everybody loved it. And it just kept on going and going. It was great. And Lorraine, her daughter, was there with her, picking up the tune sometimes when Tandy was a little bit too emotional to continue. It was really something. Anyhow, February 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Granary, Baisley. Out at just east of Anklick Hill and County Road 10. Advance tickets are $25. It's general admission. And you could actually buy them online as well. If you go to terrygillespie.ca, Terry Gillespie, all one word, .ca, and you can buy them, I imagine, by PayPal, maybe credit card. Or you can order them by phone. At the Granary, call 678-0848, area code 613, of course, 678-0848, and that'll get you the Granary, and they have tickets there. And we even have them here at the Review, actually. And, 76 Main Street East is location of the Review, and our number is 678-3327, and just hit 0. And you can talk to Irene, and she can set a ticket aside for you, and you can come in and pay for it whenever it's convenient. And there's one final place here. Oh, Jade Garden, across the street, kitty corner from the Review, the flower shop. They have tickets as well, so you can pick up your tickets there and get a nice bouquet of flowers for your partner while you're at it, just because it's February, and flowers just cheer up the whole room, so... It's a twofer. So, Terry Gillespie presenting 2014 Juno Award winner, Lorraine Klassen. This is going to be a really good concert. As I mentioned, we've seen them a couple of times. Another time, a couple of years ago, and I shot a short little video of this. It was really good. At the Festival Alexandria Concert Barn, just south of Alexandria. Off of one of the county roads there. There's the Festival Alexandria group have renovated an old barn and turned it into a nice little venue, very intimate. And that was cram-packed full of people. I think that they even served dinner first, and then we sort of reorganized the chairs, and Tandy and Lorraine and Terry and his musicians took over the stage, a tiny, tiny stage, and performed a knockout concert. It was really, really great. People had a great time. So, well worth the price of admission by a long shot. And just think how convenient and easy and reasonably priced these concerts are in our community compared to having to drive into the city, having to pay for parking, having to drive for a couple of hours, maybe even 2.5 hours total, getting home late at night. In the case of these local concerts, it's just... easy as pie. Drive down the road, take in a good concert, be home by, before 10 o'clock in the evening. Just great. So, think about it. Make sure that you get yourself some tickets for this event. I'm pretty sure they're going to sell out pretty quickly, so grab them early, February 22nd. One more event that I wanted to mention before we go to some more music. I got Bobby Lalonde lined up with another instrumental here, but I wanted to mention that there's a Pancake Breakfast taking place in Lachute at the Masonic Hall in Lachute. It's sponsored by the Lachute District Shrine Club, and it's at the Masonic Hall, 132 Providence Boulevard in Lachute, on Sunday, April 26th. Really early notice, but I think they really want a lot of people to turn out for this because they're trying to raise some money for all sorts of Shriner activities. And as you know, the Shriners are always doing all sorts of important work in their communities. So for a donation of $7, you're going to have a wonderful breakfast, pancake breakfast. And it's the 30th anniversary of this kind of event taking place in Lachute. So make sure you get out there and support them. It's really a really worthwhile cause. It takes place April 26th from 8:30 in the morning right through until 1 in the afternoon. So you can even have a brunch or a lunch, a breakfast, lunch, or brunch, as they say. And that's something, that's always a nice little drive over to Lachute and take in a breakfast and then come home again. Anyway, I wanted to mention that. And also what's happening at Arbor Gallery. As you know, every Saturday evening during the winter months, Phil Arbor organizes a speaker series. He calls it Interesting Talks with Interesting People. And this week, it's the topic of aromatherapy, Improving Your Mood with Aromatherapy by Linda Lemieux. She's an aromatherapist living in Hawkesbury. I know Linda quite well. She works in the clinic along with Guy Williams, the doctor who specializes in foot care. And she's been doing this aromatherapy for quite a while. She's been at several review organized events at the different booth presenting her products and her services. And so that's going to be the topic this coming Saturday, February 21st at 7 p.m. at Arbor Gallery, which is located at 36 Home Avenue in Van Cleek Hill. And if you need more information, you can always try to reach somebody at the gallery. It's 678-5086. And otherwise, you can just show up there at 7:30. And they always have nice refreshments and coffee and tea available to purchase at the speaker series. So kind of a fun way to spend a Saturday evening if you... If you're looking for a bit of socializing, there's always a good group of people that show up there, a good 15 or 20 people, at least, and quite often more than that, show up at these speaker series events. So it'd be a good chance to mingle and to meet with your neighbors and friends and take in a good presentation. So that's about our quota of community events for now. I'll come back with some more in a bit, but... Just wanted to go back to a bit of music here. So we got Bobby Lalonde lined up from his CD, Violina. Let's see what he's got in store for us here. Thank you. So, I was telling you about what's coming up at Arbor Gallery in the Arbor Gallery Speaker Series for this Saturday, but I did mention that it goes on right through until April the 11th, I think, is the last one, so right through until the spring. So I thought I'd just give you an overview of some of the other topics taking place, and so you can plan ahead. Where were we here? Yes, Linda Lemieux, aromatherapist, February 21st. On the 28th, there's going to be a presentation on shoulder pain by osteopath Simon Kemp. He's based in Hawkesbury, Ontario, and Simon is quite popular with my friends in the yoga class. They're always talking about their favorite osteopath in Hawkesbury, and that's Simon Kemp. He's going to talk about rotator cuff injuries in particular. This is one that quite common amongst baseball players in particular, but anyone can suffer from a rotator cuff injury, and they're quite painful and sort of limit the movement of your arm. So that'll be an interesting topic. Shoulder pain, rotator cuff injuries on February 28th. And then a week later, Lisa Suter is doing a presentation on sub-zero backcountry camping, 200 miles from anywhere and alone, outdoor winter camping. Wow, that's an interesting topic. Sub-zero backcountry camping, 200 miles from anywhere. And one more, the week after that, my work with terrorists and warlords. That's a presentation by Derek Evans, Pat Deacon's partner. Pat Deacon was in a couple of weeks ago to talk about her homeopathic practice, I guess, here just down the street here on Van Cleek Hill, in Van Cleek Hill on Main Street, at the Wellness Clinic, just a few doors down from us here. And so, Pat also did a presentation at the Arb Gallery. I think she was number 3, January 24th. She did a talk on homeopathy for the 21st century condition, which is primarily sitting at computers, I think. Anyway, that's what we talked about with Pat when she came in. It was really interesting. And then Derek Evans is going to come in and talk about my work with terrorists and warlords. Derek has a history or experience, I guess, in negotiating with terrorists and warlords in his previous incarnations and various work that he's done with CUSO and, I guess, other NGOs in his career. And as the subtitle here, it says, and absolute dictators too. So he must be quite a skilled negotiator to be able to make any kind of headway with those kinds of people sitting across the table from him. Pretty impressive. So those are some of the topics and speakers lined up for the speaker series at the Arbor Gallery here in Van Cleek Hill every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. This is another event that I wanted to mention taking place at Le Chenai, located Maison de Lille in Hawkesbury, number 2 John Street, actually, to be more precise, in Hawkesbury, right at the foot of the bridge, the south end of the bridge, or the Ontario side of the bridge that goes across the Ottawa River into Grenville. Maison de Lille, historic location. Roger Mann and Blair McKay will be presenting a music show, guitar and percussion. Touch of blues, a touch of folk, performed especially for you to enjoy and savor. On Friday, the 20th of February, starting at 8 p.m., the concert starts at 8 p.m., and tickets are just $10. Quite a good deal. Really nice little venue there, very intimate. very warm, surrounded by beautiful art in all the walls. It's an art gallery as well as a cultural center and a community center, Le Schnee. Roger Mann and Blair McKay, a unique duo featuring two great Canadian musicians. And going on simultaneously, JB Mann, let me see, is this already taking place? Oh, it'll be continuing, yes. JB Mann, who is a cartoonist, it's her work that will be on exhibition there at the Schnee. And she is a, what do they call it, a political cartoonist, I guess. And her slogan is, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, she didn't invent it, but she certainly lives by it. And this show is on until March 22nd, but the show will end. It's open weekdays from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Weekends from 1 until 4. The vernissage has already taken place. It was on January 30th. But the show continues. And so that's what will be on the walls at Le Schnee when you go to the February 20th concert at 8 p.m. to hear Roger Mann and Blair McKay. Not to be missed. Another lively tune from Bobby Lalonde. And let's just continue and take another cut from him. It's just so lively. I just love it. Thank you. Bobby Lalonde and another cut from his CD, Violina. And we're just going to leave him there in the background to accompany us for a while as we continue with our community announcements. And let's see if I can just... This is cut 8 from that CD, Mooring's Farewell. It's very nice. It has a bit of a tin flute in the background here, which I really like. And just before that, we heard Bubba's Rag, cut 7 of that CD. Anyhow, I'm just going to continue on here. Following up on what I had just announced before the music, the Blues and Folk Unplugged concert taking place at the Maison de Lille in Hawkesbury at the Schnei, Roger Mann and Blair McKay. Tickets for that event, I didn't mention that. That wasn't on the rack card that I was reading from, but... tickets are available at Bobby Lalonde Music on Main Street East in Hawkesbury, at Trésor de Jacob, also on Main Street, and Le Signet and Wizard, the art store, which is Main Street west of McGill, about a block and a half maybe on the south side of Main Street, and also at Le Schnei itself. They're open during the week there, and you can pop in and buy your $10 ticket there. So just wanted to add that little piece of information. Also, there's kind of a safety note in this week's review that was sent out by the OPP, and it's really apropos this time of year with all the snow and the wind and cold temperatures. The roads have been sort of partially covered with snow now for, I think a week-long stretch, actually. So police are just reminding people to stay a safe distance back from snow plows when you see their blue flashing light ahead of you. And they really recommend never, ever, ever trying to pass a snow plow for a number of reasons. But I know sometimes they're driving along the road a little bit slower than most traffic, but it's much safer to be behind a snow plow where they're dropping a bit of sand and salt than to try to pull out in front of them. Where it may very likely not be salted and sanded, and you might hit just glare ice when you get out in front of the snowplow, and that wouldn't be a good thing. But they also sometimes, create a little ridge of snow and ice in the road as they're plowing along. They really try not to, but it can happen, and that can be enough sometimes to cause you to, lose control. So the police really say... try to avoid, never, ever, ever try to pass a snowplow. It's just not safe practice. And really, really encourage you to think twice before trying it. So, an apropos announcement, reminder from the police this time of year. Something that happened a week ago, February the 11th, exactly a week ago, that I think we went by with our noting it, so I thought better late than never. Just wanted to point out that February the 11th was 2-1-1 day in North America. I know that sounds like a kind of non-event, but when you consider how important these information numbers are, and we got a press release here at the paper that sort of contrasted the information number 211 with 911, which is obviously the emergency number, and you really don't want to use that one lightly. It can trigger a whole series of responses that have to take place. I dialed 911 here at the review one time by accident, and within 10 or 15 minutes the police showed up at the door. They said, we have to check it out, even if you call and say sorry, it was a false alarm. Their practice is to show up and check it out just to make sure there's no distress or no issue or no life-threatening situation. So 911 calls are very expensive for one thing, and very serious. So the point of this campaign is to let people know that 211 is a number that you would call for information. Never ever use 911 to call for information. And that's all different kinds of information. There's the health, local health integration network, the LIN, Champlain-Lynn, for example, is plugged into the 211. You can get information about community, social health issues, municipal services, and housing, employment, mental health, addiction agencies. They're operators standing by, as they say, who are knowledgeable community services in and around our area. And they can refer callers to nearby resources as well. Gary Barton is quoted in this article as saying the 211 number does not only have information on municipal services, but on all our community and social health and government aspects, says Mayor Barton. So just a reminder, just as you have 911 burnt in your memory in case there's ever an emergency or some kind of situation, you should also remember that 211 is a really good number to call if you've got a need for some hyper-local information. And speaking of hyper-local information and good sources of information, the Review is one of those sources and has been for over 120 years. I think we're coming up to our 122nd year here in Van Cleek Hill. The Review newspaper, going back to, I guess, 1993. So, another thing to keep in mind. Another source of information to keep in mind is what I meant to say. And speaking of information, page 7 of this week's Review has what's on this week. Really interesting compilation of all, you know, just one or two liner description of the many, many regular reoccurring events here in Van Cleek Hill. And I'm just going to give you an overview really, really quickly. Mondays, Yoga with Hannah, Heartwise Exercise, Light Ashtanga Yoga, Badminton at VCI. That's just, you know, Monday. Tuesdays, Story Time at the Champlain Library. Again, Light Ashtanga Yoga this time with Lise Beliveau, Gold, and at the Golden Age Club. Heartwise Exercise and Seniors Exercise. At the Hawkesbury United Church, there's Zumba Gold, Low Impact, with Louise Stevenson, that's over at the Community Center, and Pilates, the Joseph Method with Karen. Again at the Community Center, and the Canadian Royal Canadian Legion Branch 472 in Hawkesbury is holding its cribbage on Tuesday as well. Yoga with Hannah in the evening, regular Zumba, fitness with Louise again in the evening, and bridge taking place in Hawkesbury again at 7 o'clock in the evening. So check page 7 this week of the Review and just look at all the activities taking place in and around Van Cleek Hill. It's really, really impressive. And there are also references in those listings to places in the paper where you can get more information about some of these events. So a really nice service provided to you by the Review newspaper here in Van Cleek Hill. Can we sit here and listen to this rendition of Oh Danny Boy by Bobby Lalonde and not talk about the We Irish Fest taking place in Van Cleek Hill? I know I mentioned it earlier, but I just could not resist reviewing, reiterating the bare bones details of that event. The Wee Irish Fest, taking place here in Van Cleek Hill, starting Friday, March 13th at 6:30 at the Windsor Tavern, crowning of the parade king and queen. Continuing Saturday, March 14th, parade and party. Parade starts 1:30 sharp, assembling at the VCI parking lot. And launching out again, as I said, at 1:30 p.m., winding its way through the subdivision just north of town and coming up right up the hill onto Main Street and looping around probably once or twice along Main Street and going back down, winding its way back down to the VCR parking lot again. And then the after parade party at the Windsor Tavern at 2 o'clock. And then the event wraps up with a Sunday brunch at the Windsor Tavern again. I'm assuming, you know, it doesn't say what the location is for the brunch. I was assuming it's at the Windsor Tavern, but maybe it's down at Bowes. March 15th, Sunday at 11 o'clock. It says Bowes All Natural. So maybe it's down there. I might have been mistaken. I'll have to check into that. Anyhow, a three-day event, Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. A Wee Irish Fest. Let's hear some more Danny Boy by Bobby Lalonde. Nicely done. Oh, Danny Boy by Bobby Lalonde. Very, very apropos. From his CD, Violina, all instrumentals. Very nice to have on hand for radio announcements and little stings and little bridges. But really beautifully performed, recorded and performed CD. He recorded this at his studio in Fournier, as I mentioned earlier. And he records all sorts of musical groups here in the region. If you're a band or a solo act and you're looking for a place to record your CD, Bobby is the guy to do it for you. Top notch professional producer and engineer. Very, very nice studio. Has a gorgeous analog console there with a beautiful warm sound to it. Couldn't do any better anywhere in Canada.